Dawkins. We got.
Again, we love you. We thank you. You have been so kind. You're a God that loves everybody. God, you say they that wait upon the Lord, we shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings of eagles. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to encourage the discouraged. Mend the broken heart. Strengthen those who are about to throw in the towel. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to stir up our gifts. Stir us up, Lord, so we can go forth. Go out into the community. Get back in service, which you have called us to do. Somebody's waiting on the corner looking for hope. Hallelujah. And God, we're sitting down at idle. Forgive us. Forgive us for getting too comfortable and not doing your will. Stir us up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way on today even more. Thank you for being our invited guests who have come by and seen about us. God, fill this sanctuary with your glory. Let your spirit fall down upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And have your way. God, most of all, we thank you for Jesus, for dying for our sins. So we can have everlasting life. One day, Lord, we're going to be in your presence. Singing hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. There will be no Mondays. There will be no Tuesday. There will be no Wednesday. Every day will be Sunday. Holy, holy, holy. And God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. God, as your manservant, I stand before your people. And God, they are very precious in your sight. Have me go no farther than you want me to go. And God, the word that you share to me, let the word penetrate into their hearts and say yes to your will and yes to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. For being here today, you press your way here. I truly give honor to God on this morning and to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give honor to Apostle David, Pastor Linda, in their absence, to Pastor Sam, and as well as Elder Johnny and Minister Diane, as they made it safe to their destination. I give honor to all the elders that are left behind here in support. Elder Otis, amen. God bless you, Elder Porter, my lovely wife. To all the ministers and deacons, God bless you. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. And let's pray for each other. Amen. We truly thank God for our guests and visitors on today, and amen. And I thank God for my high school sweetheart, my queen, my flower, my everything, Reverend June. We be celebrating 39 years this year. Amen. A marriage. God bless you, Elder Lewis. Don't overlook Elder Lewis as well. Yes, somebody asked, well, what is it that were you able to make 39, 40-something years together? You say, yes, baby. Yes, baby. Amen. But I just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, amen. The Lord have a word for you today. Amen. I don't want to overlook nobody or anything. But amen. I do not take it lightly when you stand behind a podium speaking to God's people, because there's souls that are at stake. Amen. So let me start by sharing. Church, we have allowed COVID to divide and separate the fellowship of God's people. It has caused businesses to close the doors. It has caused even some churches to close and lock the door and leave the keys. As far as I know, Jesus has not yet laid nobody off. He has not given any layoff notices for ministries to stop. Come on, church. See, during the pandemic, it is the opportunity for the people of God to witness and to help build the kingdom. The question has been asked. During this pandemic, when things was going left, the question has been asked, where is the church in these troubled times? Where is the church? A soldier does not retreat in war. Come on, church. Some of us want to retreat, and yet we haven't even been on the battlefield. Come on, church. See, today I'm not going to bring no cotton candy or no caramel apple message. We got work to do, church. We as people of God, we as leaders of God, we have work to do. Amen. Pastor David and Pastor Linda cannot do it by themselves. We all have a part to play in it. Come on, church. Amen. Oh, I may not get too many amens this morning, but as long as I get an amen from God, I'm okay. Come on, church. So if you be so kind, turn to the book of Jonah, the first chapter beginning at verse 1. If you have that, say amen. Now I want you to forgive me for some of the way I say some particular word, because you know I'm from South, and you know, like Minister Manning was saying, I spell thang T-H-A-N-G. Amen. You know, it's just a southern thing. But in the book of Jonah, the first chapter, beginning at the first verse, it says this, and I'm coming from the King James, the New King James Study Bible. It said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness is come up before me. And Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. So today, people of God, I want to talk to you today about out of service. Out of service. Amen. So let me start by sharing the beginning of the book of Jonah is very clear a call for Jonah to share a message with the people of Nineveh. With that being shared, not only I, but maybe some of you have seen a bus. Maybe some of you have seen a bus go down the highway. Some of you may have seen a bus go through the town and through the city. And above the driver, the sign says, out of service. Amen, church. But see, there's more to just the bus being out of service. There are some preachers. There are some ministers. There are some deacons, some brothers, some sisters. There are some musicians. There are some evangelists. There are some reverends going through town out of service where you should be in service. Come on, church. See, God has called each and every one of us to evangelize and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and our testimony of what the Lord has done in your life. I share, don't sit on your testimony. Share with somebody. You don't have to know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, Revelation back to Matthew. Just tell them your testimony. Somebody's waiting on it. Somebody's waiting on your testimony. Somebody's waiting for you to come by with a kind word. Somebody's waiting for you to come and give hope to the hopeless. Come on, church. Out of service. Many of churches say that they want to be evangelistic. And when they are pressed for proof, they reply, our doors are open to everyone. Well, having an open door policy is not evangelizing. Come on, church. Having an open door policy is not getting it done. Come on, church. See, Jonah was commanded to go. And God didn't require the people to come to Jonah to get the message. He commanded Jonah to go to the people. Church, out of service. Out of service. We're waiting for individuals to come to us, and we should be going to them. If they are not coming to the church, and when I say church, I'm talking about us, not the building. We should be going to them. Somebody came to you. Somebody came to me. And they took the time and didn't give up on me. They walked with me. They talked with me. They encouraged me. They corrected me in love, even when it made me upset. They still was concerned about my soul. Church, we got to get back in service and not out of service. Come on. Some of you may be asking, preacher, what does this mean? People of God, it means we need to do ministry outside of the four walls of the church. See, there's a thing called an act of God. We know when a tree falls on somebody's car, they say that was an act of God. When the storm hit an island, they say that was an act of God. See, we had to have an act of God to kick us out the building to be so we can become the church that God called us to do, to become. He had to kick us out of the four walls so we can become the church that he has called us to become. Come on, church. Amen. Don't get it wrong. Yes, there are ministry that needs to be done and happening within our own fold. We need to be taught. We need to be comforted. We need to have encouraging words for each other. We need to be corrected in love. We need to show some the love of God where there isn't no love of God. We need to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Church, if they are not coming to the church needs to go to them. We need to go to our neighborhood. We need to go to our workplaces, our families. We need to go to the alleys. We need to the highways, the byways, underneath the pass, the overpass, and down the street. Somebody say amen. We should be thankful and grateful that God included Jonah. If ever God provided a picture of human nature running from the duty in favor of serving self, he did it through Jonah. He furnished the perfect portrait of a reluctant leader in a needy time. Somebody say amen. Church, yet he is not the only one. He called Moses in Egypt. Thought he could do more than he really could. God called him after 40 years of preparation to stand before a burning bush, trying to excuse himself from leadership. Some of us are trying to find excuses as well. He called Gideon to lead an attack against the Midianites, getting to argue with the angel, trying to explain why he couldn't do it. Quit trying to find excuses. You're out of service. Amen, church. Come on, church. I told you this ain't no cotton candy message. He called Saul, who stood head and shoulder above everyone, yet he hid among the luggage. Come on, church. As Samuel came to anoint him king of Israel. Come on, church. See, God responded in Jeremiah 1 and 5. I have been preparing you since before you took shape in your mother's womb. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto nation. Come on, church. God knew you before you was even born. He knew you before your parents got together. He even knew you at the beginning of time. And he also knew that what he's going to do in your life to use you for kingdom work. Amen. Many of us, amen, including myself, are running from your call and your responsibilities and doing kingdom work. I've been told many a times when I was in the world, you've been called to preach. You've been called to do this. You've been called to do that. I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. But finding out, it was true what they was telling me. How can God use an individual like me? I was a mess. A mess. But God knew and looked beyond my mess. And he knew I can use this young man in kingdom work. He's running right now, but I'm going to get his attention eventually. And I'm going to get him to where he can say, yes, Lord. Amen. And that day came in December of 89. He got my attention. Yes, Lord. He got my attention when I was laying on deathbed. And I could hear the doctor saying, you don't understand. When my wife couldn't find me for 3 days. I was in the hospital, Deke. I was in the hospital. And my addiction of choice was so contaminated in my body, the doctor told my family, said the medicine that we're supposed to give to fight that addiction, that drug that's in him, is not working. But come on, church. I'm telling you something here. Come on, church. And then I heard the Lord, and I said, yes, Lord. And the Lord came and saved me and stirred me up and got me off deathbed. Come on, church. Got me off deathbed. They say you might as well get the service ready for him because we don't think he's going to make it. Don't you know that there's another Paul out there that we got to go to? Don't you know there's another June out there? Don't you know there's another David, another Michael, another Philip, another Otis that we got to go out and get? You're out of service. We got work to do. We got work to do. I know. I got things to do. I got to go see some individuals that's down the highways, that's underneath the path, that's in prison. I know what it is to be there. A lot of you don't know my testimony. I know what it is to be behind, to be locked up in a cement hotel. I know what it is to be away from your family during holidays. I know what it is when they tell you where you were, where you can eat, when you can eat, when you got to lay down. I know. And they did it, done it. But if it hadn't that been for the grace of God, when they opened up the door, the guard said, "You be back." The guard told me, "Yeah, you be back," but he didn't realize what he was saying. I went back and did Bible study. I went back and told my testimony. I went back and had church. You're out of service. I had backgrounds to where I had it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I had my background for me to get rights back. I had to go, me and my attorney had to go to the governor to sign my rights back to me. Me. I had no rights. The stuff I got involved with, the choices, the decisions I made. I had to go to the governor. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I had to go to the governor for him and her to sign my rights back. And that guard that said, "You be back." Yeah, I went back. I went back. I ended up hollering my wife, and we ended up having dinner at the Capitol because of our volunteer work that we did in prison ministry. God opened them doors, said, "No, I brought you up, but I'm preparing you to go back. I'm preparing you to go back. If I can bring you out, you can bring another, you can bring somebody else out." God has been tugging at some of your hearts. Y'all need to you to go back. But we're waiting. On what? On what? What are you waiting for? Come on, church. Wonderful Savior. The Bible tells us. Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them too I must bring. As I said, there's some Pauls out there. There's still some Junes out there. There's still some Roberts out there. Some Otis. Hallelujah. Some Lewis. Some Kathys. Some Deacon Smalls. They're still out there. Amen. And they're waiting on somebody to get in service and bring a word of hope. Bring peace where there is no peace. Bring understanding where there's confusion. To bring a kind word. Don't be ashamed of your testimony. Don't. Because your testimony is a witness of what God can do. If God did it for you, he would do it for them. Amen? Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We got to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "Go ye." Amen. Go ye. Go ye. Not sit thee. Go ye. Not sit thee. It doesn't say, go ye when I'm convenience. It doesn't say, go ye when I see brother so-and-so do something. It doesn't say, go ye when I see sister do something. It said, go ye. Go where? Go. 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 It doesn't say go ye when I get everything in order and when I take care of everything at the house and cut the grass and make sure the car's washed. Go.
Hallelujah.
One thing that encouraged me to keep going is I remember my condition and where I was and what God has done for me. Gave his only begotten son so I can have everlasting life. If it wasn't for Jesus, wasn't for the mercy of God and his grace, I'd have been taken out of here a long time ago. But God's mercy and his grace was upon me. And I thank him. I've been running, I've been running for the Lord for a mighty long time. And I'm not tired yet.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to stop, Elder Porter, until I hear, well done,
Hallelujah.
Thou good and faithful servant. I have work to do. I got individuals that God wants me to go and minister to share a kind word. You don't have to be a preacher. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You don't have to be a preacher. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. If you're a child of God, you're a servant of his. Go. Get back in service. We have gotten so comfortable now where we can sit at home and watch church on TV, have Bible study on TV. It's nothing wrong, but me, church is in me.
Hallelujah.
It's in me. I got to come to the house of God. It's in me. It's just in me, Miss Amanda. I got to come to the house of God. Amen. I'm old school. I got the word that sounds like potato chips when you turn the pages. I'm not an electronic person. Forgive me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with electronic Bibles. But when the batteries go down, what you going to do? When the batteries can't be charged, where's the word at? Do you know how to go to the word? You, I'm old school. Church is in me. I know I can never pay the price what Christ did for me. I know I can't. But I'm going to do everything I can to share the gospel to somebody of what Jesus had done for me. Tell it. I'm telling it. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Jesus. We say that we want our churches to grow, but really, we want them to grow in certain ways, and that's our way. We want the church to grow in our ways. See, we don't want to deal with people that have drugs addiction. We don't want to deal with the people that don't dress for church. We don't want people to whose lives is a mess. You're out of service. We don't want people who disagree with us. You're out of service. Now let's hit home. Some of us don't even sing like we used to do. You're out of service. Some of us don't pray like we used to pray. You're out of service. Some of us don't love the way we used to love. You're out of service. Some of us don't preach like we used to preach. You're out of service. Some of us don't serve like we used to serve. You're out of service. Some of us don't attend Bible study like we used to attend. You're out of service. Some of us just don't come to church, period. You're out of service. Come on, church. Let's not forget where God has brought us from and where God has brought you out of. Amen, church. Wonderful Savior. Church, we need to get back in service. Quit trying to find excuses of why we're not doing it. Can you imagine if Jesus did not go to the cross? He had the right to call down the angels to destroy us. He had the rights, I believe, to call down 3,000 to 4,000 angels to come down and deal with us and take care of us. But because of his love and to fulfill the will of the Father, he didn't do it. I don't think it'd take 3,000 to 4,000 angels to deal with us. I think one would probably be able to do it. But church, we have work to do. We have a lot of work to do. It's been shared. What Living Faith had done in the last 30 years, we got 3 years to do it. Hallelujah. Study Nehemiah when he went and examined the wall when it was torn down. He rebuilt it back in record time. If he can do it, we can do it. Come on, church. It's going to take all of us, to come together in unity to see the importance of getting active, recommit. Maybe some of us are just at idle and we're not doing nothing besides just doing our thing day by day. Amen. I promise, if you take ...10% of the time that you spend on your electronics into doing kingdom work, you'd be amazed what would be done, what would happen. Just 10%. Every time I go, when I'm out in the public, I look around, I observe, I see a lot of individuals under electronic things. If you can take my wife and our grandson, he will stay up to 1 o'clock in the morning and play a game on that device. I say, if you don't put that thing down and go to bed, if we take 10% of the time that you put in your device, you put that into kingdom work, be amazed what can happen. Church, it's time for us to get back in service. We need each and every one of you to come together. Amen. As I said, Pastor David and Pastor Linda can't do this by themselves. They need our help. They need our help. We're not here by accident. We're not. So if you find yourself, we're standing. If you find yourself at idle, but first, if there's anybody among us that do not know Jesus Christ in pardon of your sins, come, we want to pray for you first. That's the first invite that we want to give. If anyone in the house, in the sound of my voice, do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, today's the day. Today's the day. Amen. 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 Put your hands together. Amen. 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 Is there another? I know it may seem like the longest walk that you will take from that chair to this altar, but I promise you, the walk is worth it. The walk is worth it. Is there another? Is there another? Maybe there's someone in the sound of my voice. You know that God been tugging at your heart for you to get back in service. And you're just sitting that idle. Come. Come. Recommit your commitment. Come. Recommit. 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 You know God has told you something specific to do. And yet you're still just sitting in this and say, I get it when I'm not inconvenience to me. We all have gifts that need to be stirred up. Amen. Maybe you need to, your gift needs to be stirred up. Come. Come. Come.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Maybe there's a specific prayer. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you need help coming to the altar and you need somebody to walk with you, we'd be glad to stand right where you are. Amen. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Amen. Where's my prayer warriors at? Where's the women? Sister Kathy, come and amen over here and amen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever it is, whatever it is that you want God to do, God knows, God knows. He knows your heart. He knows your desire. He knows where you're hurting at. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God. Give it to God.
Father, right now. This is your daughter. Father, she come to give her life to you. She's tired.
Yes.
She's tired.
Yes. Come on, Jesus.
She's been running for a long time. Right here today. God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, to touch her. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me. I come to you. Accept your son today.
Yes, God.
As my Savior.
Yes, God.
And God, thank you. Thank you for loving me. For watching over me. From this day, I will serve you, Lord.
I surrender to you.
My all. I give my all to you, Lord. Be my strength. Walk with me. Strengthen me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Right here in your presence. take my soul, never let me go. Take my heart, take my mouth, take my soul, never let me go. You call me your own, so Lord, I give you me, the world. Now yet choose to want me, call me your own, so Lord, I give you. Choose to want me, take my heart, take my mind, take my soul, never let me go. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul, never let me go. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul. Never let me go. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul. Never let me go. You call me your own. The Lord, I give you. Choose to want me, call me your own. So Lord, I give you me, call me your own. So yeah, choose to want. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul.
Amen.
Take my
heart. Amen. Bring all the children. All the children. Bring all the children to the altar. Bring all the children to the altar. All the children to the altar.
Take my mind. Take my soul. Never let me go. Take my heart. Take my mind. Take my soul. Choose to want me, call me, oh Lord, I give you me, oh. Take my money, take my soul, never let me go. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul, never let me go. Take my heart, take my mind, take my soul, never let me go. Take my soul, never let me go.
Father, right now, these children that have come to the altar, we have anointed them. And God, we ask you to wrap your arms around them. Allow no harm or danger to come against them. Regulate their mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, as they leave their homes and go to school, that you will protect them. Allow no harm or danger to come against them. In the name of Jesus. And God, as they go back to school and they are studying the tests, God, give them a passing grade in the name of Jesus. And this God, is let them make it home safe to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you, amen. Amen. You may be seated.